It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Iranians choose a president at the end of this week. Thousands poured into the streets of Tehran yesterday during election rallies for and against Iran's incumbent, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Those who went to oust the president formed a human chain that extended for miles through central Tehran, and others favoring Ahmadinejad turned out for another rally in the capital. There was no mistaking the differences between the two, as NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
Their chant was simple and striking, Ahmadi bye-bye. Bye-bye to Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, Iran's president for the past 4 years. This was the message that demonstrators echoed along the 12 miles of Vali Asr Street, Tehran's longest boulevard, from the bazaars of South Tehran to the upscale apartments in the north. The demonstrators were mostly young, a clear indication that this election has energized the younger generation, which has been soured on politics in recent years. Women and men were represented equally, with women in headscarf and otherwise ordinary Western clothing. Their candidate is Mir Hossein Mousavi, a former prime minister who has been out of politics for 20 years. One young female student named Niloufar, she preferred to use only her first name, hopes the defeat of Ahmadinejad will mean a change in Iran's reputation around the world.
These years, the last 4 years, our country has become an enemy for everyone, every country, and I think Mousavi can change it. He will change it, I'm sure.
The anti-Ahmadinejad demonstrators danced in the streets for hours, excited about the possibility of replacing the president. This was a spontaneous outpouring of political activism. Another demonstrator, Sasan, spent the past 4 years in Australia. He was lured back by the possibility of change in Iran, pinning his hopes as well on Mousavi to change Iran's foreign policies.
I can say at least I am sure about one thing, and that is the foreign policy of the Mousavi is completely changed. And I think the view of Iran and the international communities will be improved, very good, I think.
Yesterday's demonstration followed by a few days a key televised debate between Mousavi and Ahmadinejad, which may have been the turning point of the campaign. Iranian viewers saw the kind of aggressive, often angry political exchange that rarely if ever appears on Iran's state-run television stations. Mousavi tore into Ahmadinejad's anti-Israel Holocaust denial rhetoric and his economic policies, which have left Iran with 25% inflation and high unemployment. And Mousavi directly accused Ahmadinejad of making false accusations against him and his supporters.
Why are you telling lies? Why are you giving people wrong information? Is this to the country's benefit? Is it correct to lie to people in order to remain in a post, or capture a position, or knock out the rival?
Ahmadinejad's supporters were out in force on Monday as well. Tens of thousands gathered at a huge prayer site in central Tehran, marching and chanting, mocking the Mousavi forces. This crowd was much older, made up mostly of men, with the women in attendance wearing the chador, covering them in black from head to toe. It was a noticeably poorer crowd, many men in dusty, poorly fitting suits. Many had been bussed in from neighborhoods around the city. In his debate with Mousavi a few days ago, Ahmadinejad sounded a familiar theme, that Iran can be a great country only with his leadership. Iran must be the best country in the world and the most advanced country, the president said. It can have a key and determining role in the way the world is managed. It can. This is our objective, he said, and we can do it. There are deep divisions in Iranian society on all the key issues facing Iran. It's not that this short, passionate presidential campaign has caused them. The campaign has served to make the divisions visible. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Tehran.
Iranian-American writer Houman Majd says this is one of the times when Iranians are allowed to make their concerns visible.
This is a period when people can express themselves better than they've ever expressed themselves in public. Of course, there's a couple of red lines still. People would get into trouble if they criticized the Supreme Leader or if they criticized Islam itself. But beyond that, it's open season on the government.
So there is still no criticism of the Supreme Leader, the Ayatollah above Iran's president in authority. Houman Majd traveled twice to Iran as the campaign season approached and also followed last week's debate.
Well, actually, I mean, if you read the transcripts and some of the things that were quoted in the American media, the debate seemed pretty intense, and they were intense. However, there was also a level of politeness. At parts, they were kind of boring, just talk about things that are, I mean, kind of ambiguous plans and policies. But the actual parts, particularly between Ahmadinejad and Mir Hossein Mousavi, his main opponent on the reform side, the parts where they attacked each other were really kind of exhilarating and exciting and never before seen in Iran. And I think people were just riveted by the fact that here are two politicians just going at each other, talking about the failures of the government and what's wrong with Iran.
What specifically did they differ on in this debate?
Well, Ahmadinejad took the opportunity, and I think that he's feeling a little vulnerable right now. Polls are showing that he's slipping in popularity. He started a personal attack on Mousavi and Mousavi's wife, kind of an unprecedented attack on his wife. He accused her. She's a chancellor of a university. She has a couple of PhDs. She's a well-known professor. He accused her of having gotten into PhD programs without having sat entrance exams, basically corruption in terms of how she got her degrees.
Did Mousavi answer the charge against his wife?
He didn't specifically answer the charges about his wife, but he got very angry and visibly angry and began a blistering attack on Ahmadinejad's policies, including calling him a dictator. Actually, he didn't say you are a dictator. He said, you're not a dictator, but your policies are dictatorial and we're going in that direction.
Granting that there is a lot of heat, a lot of passion between the two main candidates, President Ahmadinejad and his main challenger, Mousavi, is there a significant difference in where they would take Iran?
I think so, yes. Mousavi is viewed as a very competent economist. Most people believe that he's a competent manager. He will put competent economists in his cabinet and that he will pursue social change as well, according to himself and his wife, which means a lot more freedom, a lot less restrictions on the media and the press. So those are the immediate things. The economy, which is primary concern to most Iranian voters. And many Iranian voters, particularly in the cities, feel that Ahmadinejad has botched the economy with unprecedented levels of oil income. He still managed to drive the economy almost into ruin. The second thing is, of course, international relations, which even though they don't seem to be directly linked, in Iran they are linked because this U.S. sanctions, unilateral sanctions, multilateral sanctions that have been imposed on Iran have in fact affected the economy, which again affects the pocketbook of the average Iranian. Of course, the isolation of Iran is something that most Iranians are uncomfortable with and would like to see more foreign investment, would like to see more business, would like to see more trade, more relations, being able to travel a little bit more freely, all those things which Mousavi has promised he will bring to Iran.
Well, if President Ahmadinejad were to lose the election or to be forced into a runoff, which seems entirely possible and which would be normal under the law in Iran, should we in the West interpret that as Iranians saying we want a different approach to America?
I think so. I think partly. Big part of why Ahmadinejad might lose the election is the economy at the end of the day. And that's probably the single biggest issue. But I think beyond that, because his foreign policy, at least his rhetoric on the international stage, has been so belligerent and so damaging in some people's minds to Iran, and also in terms of the sanctions that have been applied, I think that then, yes, it would also be a sign that Iranians want a different approach to relations with the United States and with the West in general.
Houman Majd is a writer for a number of publications and author of The Ayatollah Begs to Differ. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Stephen.